Well, I am Jim Wiley, and tonight we are to talk about anima and animus, or the contrasexual. I always have to say, when we do these single classes with different people, I don't know just how my predecessors have used terms, or which terms they have explained in what ways exactly. So you're going to have to ask at any time. If I sound as though I'm using a word in a way different from what you understood, please let me know. And if I assume that something's been said and it hasn't been said, let me know again, because there's no way to keep track of all of this material. So with that understanding, I'll proceed, okay? Now, when we get to this business of anima and animus, I always think that the place to start is with the idea, to back up a few steps. We need to start with the idea of the complex. And we have to understand first what Jung meant when he talked about complexes. He meant essentially the same thing Freud meant and the same thing Adler meant. They invented this term together before Jung had really completely differentiated his psychology from theirs. And we have to start with the idea that complex is a Latin word, and what it really means, it's derived from the word plexus, as in solar plexus. And what it means, literally speaking, is an enlacing. And in the case of the solar plexus, it means an enlacing of nerve endings and nerves, see? And that's a plexus is a place in the body where all of these things come together and get tangled with one another, so to speak. So that when we talk about a psychological complex, we mean a place where various psychological factors or entities or various psychological contents come together and are enlaced with one another, so that if you rattle one of them, the whole assembly shakes, you see. So that if we talk about the mother complex, or the father complex, or anima as a complex, or shadow as a complex, we're talking about a collection of associated ideas. And these things come from the person's personal life, from their psychological predisposition, if we're going to take the Jungian position that people don't come into the world as blank slates to be, you know, just to absorb their environmental influences. We also have to say that there is an archetypal component, that the complex is prepared for by the innate structure of the human psyche. So that if we talk about a mother complex, for example, we're talking about a structure that's prepared in the psyche around which ideas connected with mothering and nurturing and holding and all of that collect. And some of those may be inherent. Some of those are experienced. A lot of them will come from the personal mother, but some of them won't. And that's the idea of a complex, see? There's no judgment attached. We're not saying that they're bad. We're not saying that they're good. We're saying everybody's got them. Some of them are conscious, and others are not. So that's the place I want to start, with the idea of the complex.